What up? I just want to let you guys know that our show, How to Be Less Old, is currently on podswag.com, where you can get a mug
with our mugs on it. And guys, it's a quality mug. I've been drinking out of our faces since the holidays.
I get so much joy from this mug. So here's some big news.
Okay.
From January 26th through the 29th, PodSwag is having a huge sale offering 35% off of all regular priced items with the code DEAL.
D-E-A-L.
And as an added bonus, there will be tons of discounted tees priced at $5, $10, and $15.
So go take a look. Pick up some swag from your favorite show, How to Be Less Old. We have one thing. It's a mug. It helps if you guys buy it.
And so from the 26th through the 29th, you're going to get 35% off with the code DEAL. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. You got to check out this new show on Stitcher Premium called Jessamine Explains It All.
It's an advice and lifestyle show about the realities of living the, quote, yoga lifestyle in the 21st century.
Each episode features interviews with our friends about facets of our intersectional identities in the 21st century. Think of it as yoga of real life, from politics to sexuality and gender identity and so much more.
Also, she's going to answer all of your questions about the yoga of your life. You can call the listener hotline 984-329-2185 or email the show at info@jessamineexplainsitall.com. It's like Dr. Ruth meets the Read podcast.
Okay, guys, go to stitcherpremium.com/jessamine and use the promo code LESSOLD for 1 month free trial of Stitcher Premium.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi.
Hello.
This is a podcast called How to Be Less Old.
Welcome to it.
Feels good to be here.
I'm Emily Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Great. We've got all of the main facts up at the top.
Name,
podcast, purpose, life's purpose. So we have a youth in today.
A real youth. I think we're talking in her teens.
16.
Wow.
Yeah, 16 wow. years old. That's about, I mean, we don't go much lower than that.
We have.
Right, we have.
And it, you know, it's always good. However, teen is a sweet spot.
Yeah, 16 is real Ooh. Nice because you're like a person.
You've got thoughts and feelings. Yeah, you know right. how to speak.
And you can teach us like what's happening really, yeah. what's hot on the streets at a very young age. So Aubrey K. Miller, she stars in Amazon's Just Add Magic, which just aired on the 19th of January, the third season.
Season three.
It's a huge show.
Yeah.
For, you know, like tweens, I think. It's so cute.
It's so cute. They find this cookbook and they make all these recipes and their spells and they're solving all these things with them. And it's really adorable.
I mean, I don't think that there are shows that involve spells that don't work.
Right.
Show spells work.
I mean, and spell movies work.
They just do. It's just that's fun entertainment for the people.
Agreed.
Like for the good people.
Agreed.
So Aubrey is a huge K-pop person I saw on her Instagram.
Which is so funny.
It's like now in our world.
You know, it's when you learn a word and then the word is everywhere. We've just learned K-pop and it's now with Aubrey.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you been watching on your own the K-pop videos?
I did play peekaboo.
For who?
My daughter.
Oh, your infant.
Because she loves peekaboo right now.
Okay.
So then I put on the song and was just doing peek-a-peek-a-boo with her over and over, it was appropriate.
Did she like it?
I don't think she quite caught on.
Right.
But
right.
I had a time.
See,
I had a great time.
That's great. Yeah. Peek-a-peek-a-boo? Mm-hmm. That's really cute. We might need that videotaped and like put up on our Instas.
We could do that.
Because we're not doing K-pop dances on our off time, but You could do peekaboo. I could do peekaboo with your daughter.
No, I'm not doing all the crazy moves.
Yeah,
no. Wouldn't be right for anybody.
Yeah, so we are going to talk to her about K-pop because, of course, we now care. Thank God.
Deeply.
And yeah, you can also see her in Fresh Off the Boat, Shameless, kicking it, and she has a recurring role. And she has a recurring role on Disney Channel's Austin and Ally.
She is busy.
So we'll get her in here. You know, I would also love to find out if she has paid any attention to, like, Justin Timberlake has something coming out, right?
He sure does.
Do you care?
The new single that came out, it's pretty good. I like the music video a lot.
Is the full single out?
Yeah. It's called Filthy.
Okay, I think I only saw the preview for the
preview's insane.
Single.
The preview's insane.
The preview's a jeans ad.
The preview's insane.
Why is it insane?
He should be like a country music singer with that preview.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we'll find out if she, A, knows who he is.
Right. Fair.
Because he's older now.
Yes.
So we'll find out if she knows who the man is, if she cares.
And if she's going to get at that new album.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's bring her in.
Okay, great.
How to be less old!
We get it. Shopping can really be a hassle. You still want to look your best, but you need a little help. That's where Daily Look comes in.
Daily Look is an online premium personal styling service for women that sends hand-picked fashion items right to your door.
Sounds like the perfect solution for you ladies that don't have any time to shop.
Exactly. And all you have to do is fill out a style profile, start to build a one-on-one relationship with your stylist.
Okay, then your stylist will handpick up to 12 quality clothes and accessories from premium brands like J Brand, Rag & Bone, and Gorjana, plus new emerging designers.
Emily, I need this. You even get a chance to preview your box, and we mean box of clothes, before it's sent, so you can make some changes.
Phew! Keep what you love and return what you don't. It's completely hassle-free.
So you have no obligation to buy?
That's correct. Shipping is even free both ways.
It's convenient, it's fun, it's easy, and you're going to look your best.
Well, here's the best news. You can get styled today by going to dailylook.com and clicking Get Started.
Don't forget to use the code HTBLO to get $10 off your first box.
That's dailylook.com, offer code HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Hello, Aubrey.
Hi.
Hi.
Aubrey K. Miller.
Yeah.
In the house.
She's with us.
Have you cast a spell on us yet?
No, not yet, but
false.
I have some spices with me.
You
so
have. You've bewitched us both already.
do you cook on your own?
I do. I actually love to cook. I'll make dinner for my family. I think it's just a really fun kind of relaxing thing that I get to do on my downtime. Aww. And it also plays into my show. So it's just like practice and enjoyment at the same time.
Did the show inspire you to cook?
No, I've actually always really been a big fan of cooking. And like during the holidays and everything, my family just is big on, you know, creating fun dishes and whatnot. So when I found out that I was playing a cook, it was like, oh, great, another thing I have in character with my another thing that I have in common with my character.
Perfect.
Do you have one thing that you really like to make that's like your signature Aubrey dish?
Ooh, that's a good question. I make a really good salad, actually. I know it's not
it is.
That's a huge
important.
Skill.
I'm a vegan, so I'm all about the greens and all the good stuff. And my mom makes like the best dressing ever. So I'll do the salad, she does the dressing, and it's a pretty good combo.
I love that. I made, this feels like a thing that wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. I saw this guy I know post cookies on Instagram. They looked amazing. And I was like, what's the recipe? And he put it in his Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. And then I made them from off of the Instagram. And
amazing.
They were fantastic.
What kind?
Chocolate chip salt, like with sea salt.
Yeah.
They were really great. And I was like, great. You know, I'm making things off the internet. I'm using my tools. You know what I mean? I'm in my feed and I'm making it happen. You know? Felt really good. Can we ask you a couple of questions? They're five and they're quick.
All right. Let's do it.
And we're just going to get to know you. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Craziest thing about growing up in front of the camera?
Probably just how aware you have to be, you know? I'm very fortunate to have such an amazing faith background and such an amazing family that it ultimately kind of works out, you know, because I'm able to keep who I am. But it's just kind of a crazy thing, you know, and it's weird for me to think that I have a full-time job and that I'm going to work every day, but that my job is doing the thing that I love more than anything. So it's kind of crazy, but it's the best experience ever, and I'm so thankful for it.
That's cool. Yeah, so you started when you were four, on this show, Just Add Magic, when you were 14?
No, I was actually 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so that's really – do you find that you get self-conscious or you're – because those years, I mean, if I had to be put on the camera, it would have shocked the nation. You know, like what – you know, those are just some vulnerable times because everything's changing.
When I was 12, I wore headgear. Like there were, just wasn't a place for me on a camera. Yeah. My head was too big to fit.
So I mean, the kids don't have to suffer through that anymore, do they? I haven't seen a kid in like a headgear braces situation.
I've never experienced it, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure people do.
I think we've moved forward with technology. I don't think that we – and also psychology.
It was like a cage around my head to move my teeth. I don't even think she knows what it is.
It's
terrifying.
We'll pull up a picture. You're going to be like, thank God I don't live in those. Like maybe – unfortunately, we do have like a crazy president, but – the great news is
headgear
is over. So like so there's highs and then there's lows. Okay. Favorite K-pop band?
BTS.
Whoa.
I'm quick. I love so many different groups and I listen to songs from so many different groups and artists within the K-pop realm. But BTS was the first K-pop group that I was introduced to. So they have a special place in my heart and they're my ultimate fandom. I'm an ARMY and I'm into it.
When you say you're an ARMY, mm-hmm. what does that mean?
ARMY is the fandom for BTS.
Oh, it's the title.
Yes. So it's like, you know, like if different celebrities have their fan names, BTS's is the ARMY.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very all-encompassing. It's like, just call it what it is. It's the ARMY.
Yeah.
It's right. Not the Bayhive.
And it goes both ways, right? It's like a protective kind of thought, but it's also it can attack.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? So I understand. It's a good name for those fandoms.
It's actually really funny because BTS stands for Bangtan Soyeondan in Korean.
Obviously,
which translates which translates out to Bulletproof Boy Scouts. So the Bulletproof and the ARMY kind of plays with one another because we'll kind of always protect them through whatever they go through. Wow. Plus, we're a strong fandom. So, yes, we do attack.
Oh, my God. No. So when you set up an attack – can you tell us some strategies behind it?
On the ground.
This is funny.
So, like, when do you know it's time to attack? Like, what's a moment where all of a sudden you're suiting up in armor and you're ready to go?
Well, I've never participated in a fan war, which is great. I'm just there to support, which I think is cool because the majority of the ARMY is kind of that way. And we kind of stand up for K-pop as a whole in general, you know what I mean? So we'll also protect other groups as well. But BTS is like our stronghold.
And who's coming for your fandom? Like, who's coming for the ARMY? I'm sure you've seen you've seen an attack.
I'm sorry? Anties. Or like antis, I guess.
Anties.
Anties or antis.
So if I was like, I hate BTS online.
You're like an anti.
Okay.
You're like an anti fan. But it's cool too because the K-pop world is so sweet and loving. And I think everybody just kind of supports one another within the whole realm of it. So we're pretty lucky to not like have any, you know, anything bad going on in the world. Great. But it's more just like a safe and happy place, you know, to kind of be on the internet. It's cool.
Do you go to concerts?
Yes. I went to the BTS concert, the Wings Tour, last year. And I went to KCON, which was really cool because that was a mixture of different groups. And I got to see a lot of my favorites there.
That's fun. Is that in LA?
It is. They have a whole bunch. They have them in Seoul. And I think there's one in Japan as well. And then they have them in New York. And then they have them in LA. So I attended the Los Angeles one.
I like that.
Yes. Sounds fun.
Do you have a bias?
I do have a bias. You know, I kind of love them all in their own way because they're all, you know, without any one of them, the group wouldn't be what it is.
We have nothing.
But But my ultimate bias would have to be Jimin.
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 Okay.
And is this Jimin in BTS?
BTS. Oh, obvious. Yes. Obvious. Emily, please don't ask me like a question like that. It's embarrassing.
It's
you know?
Not. Jimin really could have been in any old band.
Well, I guess. I guess. Have you ever had a bias wrecker?
A bias wrecker.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Did Jimin start out as a bias wrecker?
No, actually.
Oh, great
so
question.
So the first video that I saw kind of panned in. The first video I saw was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, in case you were wondering.
And that's
so,
a BTS video.
Yes.
Okay.
So it kind of like zooms in on Jimin's face, and my first thought was like, who is that?
Right.
And then I watched Dope next. And they changed their hair a lot, too.
And Dope is a band?
No, Dope is another BTS song.
Embarrassing question.
No, that is like, I have to go hide under the table. I'm really embarrassed.
That's okay. That's why I'm here. So in this video, Jimin had red hair.
Okay.
So, again, zooms in on his face, and I'm like, who is that? I kept getting informed that it was Jimin. So I was like, okay, I think I kind of know who I like here. But then they all just started standing out to me.
Yeah,
and
they're popping out.
Oh,
boom,
yes.
Boom, boom.
And then Jungkook is just amazing. They're all amazing. But during this last comeback, this was like the DNA Love Yourself era. And V, oh my gosh.
Popped up.
Oh, yes.
And wrecked your bias for Jimin.
Yes, but I have stayed loyal to Jimin, so he's still my ultimate. But
you had a quick emotional fling with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought the road we were going down before, which is even like crazier, was that you saw Jimin and he was your bias.
Yes.
And then you saw him in Dope
with red hair.
And you thought he was a bias wrecker, but it was a bias wrecker for the same bias.
Yeah, I guess you could say
so
that.
That's where I was like, oh, my God, this is a bias within a bias wrecker within a bias within a bias wrecker.
He's just the one then.
I mean,
call it a
my
day.
My one and only.
Marry him.
Day one.
Oh, please. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. K-pop aside. Let's bring it back to maybe what's on the radio. Do people listen to the radio?
Do you know what a radio is?
Do you have one? No.
Okay.
Well, in my car. Yeah. But my phone's hooked up to my car, so I just listen to my music on my phone.
Right.
But, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How does pop star right now? Not K-pop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's like,
man.
But why would you do that to
right?
me?
I'm like, ugh, I don't really listen to anybody else.
It's a good hottest? Answer, though. We'll take that answer.
Yeah.
That's it.
We got it, then.
Yeah.
It's Jimin.
BTS, really.
BTS
Jimin. Has kind of been breaking out into America as well. I mean, they performed at the American Music Awards. They won a Billboard Music Award. They performed on New Year's Rockin' Eve. So, I mean.
That's it.
That's where it's at.
All right.
Boom. I like that. Something you're excited for in 2018?
Honestly, everything. I mean, that's good. It's something about this year is just already feeling so special to me. 2017 was a really great year, but just something about 2018 I feel like is going to be amazing. There's a lot of new opportunities that'll be, you know, presenting themselves in the near future, and a lot of stuff is releasing, and it's just
like your stuff?
Yeah, like my stuff. I'm excited. My show's coming out, releasing more dance covers, and music, and just working hard.
Let's talk about dance covers.
Yeah.
You're releasing dance covers where?
On the YouTube.
Okay.
On my YouTube channel, which is just Aubrey Miller.
You have something crazy, like you've had almost 3 million views on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's
pretty crazy.
That's a lot of views.
Yeah, I know. It's insane that people like take time out of their day to like stop and watch something that I've created. I think that's like so insane that you could have that kind of impact.
Where are you filming these?
I film them at different places, but one of the spaces that I'm privileged to have access to is the YouTube space.
Oh,
so,
like the literal YouTube space.
Yeah, like the literal YouTube space,
it's
YouTube
awesome.
Studios.
Oh, yeah.
So they provide sets for their creators to, you know, make better content and whatnot.
Wow.
So I do a lot there, which is really
okay,
cool.
Okay, so how did you get involved with them?
So once you reach a certain amount of subscribers, you grant access. So I was kind of on the search to find, you know, places to learn and places to grow and different stages and stuff. And it presented itself to me. And I went through a whole training course to gain access to it.
Like, what does that entail?
So once you reach the subscriber count, which I had, you contact the YouTube space and you sign up for their, like, new creator course.
It's so funny because there's something about, like, actually being able to contact YouTube, which feels funny. You know right. what I mean? I don't think people think of, like, that you can go
it's just a YouTube website spot. But, like, yeah, there's people.
Yeah. So then I went through, like, a training course for a couple weeks.
And what are we learning there?
We're learning lots of different things. How to grow your channel, how, you know, the feel of the space and, you know, the do's and don'ts of YouTube and the rules of filming in their environment and whatnot. So it was just like a basic course of your channel, the space, the whole thing. And then once that completed, I had to book something within like a month of filming that taking that course. So I just filmed like a little video.
Because they're like, look, you just took the course. Like, let's get you moving.
Exactly. Okay. Let's get going. So I did a little something there. And then now I have access to it every month.
And they provide you the camera people
everything.
And the sound.
Well, they provide all the equipment and the sets and props and all that fun stuff. And then if you want to bring in your camera guy or your, you know, that whole stuff, then that's up to you. Because people like to work with
their
who they know. Yeah.
Are you slapping hands with people in the hallway that are other YouTube creators that you've
seen,
really?
Yes. Funny enough, the night that I finished filming a little short film there, I ran into Lily Singh, who's Superwoman.
Oh, wow.
And she was about ready to film. And I was like, oh, hey. And we talked for a little bit and we took a picture together and it was
How
really fun.
Fun
She's
is
a very
that?
Sweet person. Yeah. It was awesome.
She has that incredible campaign.
Yeah, but for women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I forget the name
of it.
Girl
Love?
Yes.
Girl Love.
Yeah.
Girl Love.
Thank you.
And she's doing really good things.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's great.
It seems like she's a really positive. Well, there's some YouTube controversy right now, right?
Yeah.
But, like, she's a super positive, important
Yeah, I think if you
there.
Have that many followers and you can make that much of an impact, why not do it for good, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. So we should go to your channel. And so if somebody just Googles like Aubrey K. Miller YouTube, they can find their way there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're going to see you dancing.
Yeah.
And do you have your own crew, like your own army?
Yeah, I do. I have really supportive fans. We created the fandom obsessed. So it's
A-U-B.
Kind of AUB obsessed. Yeah, obsessed.
We're totally obsessed right now.
Thank you. So that's kind of my fun fandom. And they're just amazing. I am so beyond fortunate to have such positivity on my, you know, different accounts and social medias. And, you know, it's cool because I keep it real. You know, I'm not anything fake on my social media. So I think people can kind of relate, you know, to where I am or, you know, I'm not afraid to like say I'm a fangirl or, you know
right.
what I mean? So.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Because sometimes people who are on TV, they don't geek out publicly.
Yeah.
Right. So that is fun. You're like,
it's
regular teenage girl who
exactly.
loves what you guys love and like I'm in it.
I mean, there's a whole community out there that I can, you know, talk to and hang out with. And I have people all over the world and it's insane. I've done like different games on my Twitter and stuff where I'm like, who's in the house? And it just floods with like all these different countries. And it's just insane that I can like talk to these people about things that we mutually enjoy, you know?
Well, that's the crazy thing about these platforms like Amazon and Netflix and Hulu. They are international.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're getting a fan base that's really special. Right.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's so true. I mean, traditional TV, you have to sell
right.
it to another, you know, and it, not every show is out there. This
right.
you can just access.
Yeah,
which is
you just
really
click a
cool.
button. And I heard that our show is dubbed in like almost 200 different languages or something like that.
Wow.
And it's like,
that's
whoa,
cool.
I want to see it in some other languages.
Yeah.
It'd be so weird to hear someone else's voice
right?
coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So do we need to take a break or are we okay? We're okay.
Well, let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to take a break. We also want to talk about, after the break, Justin. I want to say Bieber, but it's not.
Justin Timberlake, who you may or may not know, but don't tell us.
Don't tell us yet. And we're going to play a game called Over It or Into It.
Awesome.
And
let's
you'll
do
tell
it.
Us. Okay, we'll be right back.
How to be less old.
Do you listen to Kevin Pollak's chat show on Earwolf?
I do, and I love it.
Oh, good. I do, too. Recently, he had David Harbour from Stranger Things on the show.
He's so hot.
Kevin also had Joe Keery from Stranger Things on as well.
He's so hot.
If you want to hear more of Kevin's interviews with celebrated actors, directors, and comedians, go and listen and subscribe to Kevin Pollak's chat show in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
How to be less old.
Okay, we're back with Aubrey K. Miller. I love a three-part name.
Me too.
It's so good.
Me too. What would you be? Oh, F. Emily F.
Right, but I think if I were to go Foster. Three names, I might do E. Frieda Foster because that sounds more like literary.
Ooh.
Right? Wouldn't you read my book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Totally. What would you be?
Deanna M. Chang.
Yeah, you already are.
I am. I am because that was the only thing available.
Well, that works too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we need to know. Let's just get this out of the way. Okay. I need the answer. Do you know who Justin Timberlake is?
I do.
Oh, okay.
So this
He's
is
safe.
This is actually a fun story. So I went to the Trolls premiere, which Justin Timberlake plays one of the main characters in it. And on the carpet, I watched him like walk past me, and I was like, oh, hey, that's Justin Timberlake. And I actually got to meet him, and we were talking for a while, and he's a super, super sweet and wonderful guy. There's actually a picture of him on my Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. That's
so
awesome.
I totally know him. He's great.
Do you know his music?
Not as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no hits come to mind?
Not necessarily. No. I mean, I'm sure I've heard him sing somewhere or sometime, but I haven't necessarily. Oh, wait. No, I heard him sing in the Trolls movie, if that counts.
Does not count.
Okay.
Does not count.
No, I'm so sorry not to give that to
you. That is disqualifying.
So we grew up with him as, we didn't grow up with him.
Right, he came later.
He was more of an actor, and then.
And he started out in Disney.
He started out in Disney as like a, what was
a Mouseketeer.
He was a Mouseketeer, wasn't he?
I believe
that's right. Then he was in a boy band, a very important boy band. Not BTS.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know any others.
Well, in the K-pop realm, I can name quite a few. But outside, isn't there like NSYNC or something?
You nailed it.
That's correct. So he then had he's just both. He's just both a wonderful actor and a performer. He's a bonkers dancer. So you should definitely tuned into that. But hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, pretty much.
I swoon for him.
He is great.
Do you swoon?
I don't, but I feel like I'm swooning for – no, I feel like I'm aggravated with everyone, so I'm not swooning right now. But
totally fair.
But, you know, sure.
He just released this new album teaser, which was so crazy. And I'm just going to play a little bit for you because it's really bizarre.
Okay.
and that's just what we need to start with here.
It feels like mountains, trees, campfires. Like Wild West, but now.
So he's like running through cornfields, there's mountains with snow, there's horses, I don't know what's happening here. And then it says, Man of the Woods, Justin Timberlake. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at that, and I've always said, if there's something you don't understand, it's a perfume ad.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's so accurate.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Which was my first thought. Like, okay, great.
This is the perfume ad.
He's promoting some cologne. I'm in.
Right?
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, it's for his album? It was very confusing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel poppy at all. Would you assume that's a pop album?
No, not really. I mean, it looked more like a predictable Hallmark movie. But, like, an intense one.
I like that.
Like, an intense country one, you know?
Right? Where, like, the lady's like, I'm just going to fight with you until we fall in love.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like if right now Timberlake walked in here and we were like, remember Aubrey? You met her on the red carpet. She took a look. She's young. She's 16. Mm-hmm. Fingers on the pulse. Just took a look at your new trailer thingy promo. And she said it looks like a predictable Hallmark movie. How do you feel?
I'd be honored.
You'd be destroyed.
I think you would literally have to lay down and just be like, redo.
Like, do you think that he was like, what is like the white man version of like Lemonade? Like, what was the point of this?
He's trying to do something extra.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, let's make an arty vitty.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's weird.
It's that moment where you're like, is he still with us?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Is everything okay? We'll see. You know, his new single is called Filthy Hot.
It's really good. That I will say.
Okay, good.
That I will say. Should we play a little of that?
Let's bring him up a little bit.
I know. We really just ripped him one.
You know.
Let's sorry.
Bring him up.
Here we go.
Because that's how we like our Justin Timberlake. We want him to bring sexy back. We want him filthy hot. This is what we want from him.
That's right. So, and actually this video, it's since we've hot. Been talking about missing music videos, yeah. This is worth a watch too. It's like, okay. He plays a Steve Jobs-esque character where he's doing a presentation to people of a robot, and then the robot does an amazing dance.
Okay.
Do I know what's good?
No. I don't know. Do you?
I want to know what's good.
He's going to tell you.
Great.
That sounds like Bruno Mars. Wait a minute.
What?
I'm already in.
Right?
So yeah.
Fake.
Something sweet.
Okay.
Emily, there's a youth amongst us. I don't know if I'm as in as I thought I was going to be.
It's not as hard of a, like, radio jam as we're used to from him. But, like, I'm never going to turn this off.
Okay.
I feel it.
Great. No, I like that.
It's not bringing sexy back.
Right. No, but now I'm getting in there. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. So he's, like, the robot. So he's, like, making it dance. Oh, okay. All right.
Cute. I like it. I'm in. I'm officially in.
All right. Whew. That wasn't quite the fade I was hoping for with the song. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
So we know who he is. Now you know that he is a talented singer, dancer.
Fantastic.
Pop star.
Fantastic. We educate you as
We've got something on you, which is years. Let us use it to our advantage.
So we're going to play a game with you.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited about this one.
I am too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Brand new game.
Ooh, awesome.
And, you know, we're still fresh in 2018.
Yes. Right.
And we want to know, are we still feeling these things or are they over?
Okay.
So just go with your gut.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answer, really.
Awesome.
I mean, this is just your vibe.
Sure.
Okay.
Fidget spinners.
Over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kylie lip kits.
Never tried, but I guess they're cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Activism.
Like social justice warrior kind of folk. Getting out there and fighting for what you believe in.
Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Snapchat.
Insta story.
Oh, bam. Okay. Over it. Okay. Virtual reality.
Oh, I'm into it. I think it's kind of cool. Although the apps take up a lot of space on my phone, but I think they're cool.
Wait, there's...
I didn't even know there were apps.
Oh, have you ever played with
goggles?
Like the eye sets?
Mm-hmm. I have, but in a home, and it was like a screen.
Oh.
I didn't know there... What? So... What are you doing?
What are you downloading?
You can. There's like so many different apps online. You could probably search up YouTube videos too that have like the split, you know, ones that work for the like the goggle things.
Yeah.
But you could download the apps, and there's different ones like roller coasters and stuff, and it kind of transports you into that world, which is
so you just
very
put the goggles on and then you look at your phone.
Yeah. Well, no, your phone goes inside of the goggle of like the little goggle contraption, and then you like look at your iPhone screen. And then you can, like, turn and, like, the screen moves when you move. It's pretty cool.
Do you own the goggles?
I do. Yeah. I got a pair for Christmas a couple years ago.
A couple years ago?
Or, yeah.
Yeah, that seems right. Yeah.
And do your friends have the goggles?
I think a couple of them do.
They do?
Yeah.
Why am I surprised? I haven't.
I think, you know, it's one of those things that just hasn't felt accessible.
Right. I think people were. I felt like, oh, they're trying to promote it, but we're not there yet.
Right.
That was my vibe on it.
Yeah. No, I think
we're there.
I think we're there. I think we're just old.
Now, that's fair. I mean, and that's going to be consistent, you know.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
So, do you ever get together and all put your goggles on together?
I went over to my friend's house one time when I just gotten mine.
Right.
And we were, like, walking around, like, checking out the different apps and stuff. And it was fun. It was cool.
Just the one time thing.
Just the one time, yeah.
Okay. Right. Next question. Over it or not? Hashtag MeToo campaign.
I mean, if it's something that people, you know, want to talk about, then that's, you know, their decision. But, I mean, I feel like we also should, you know that in some way every woman has kind of dealt with something like that, you know what I mean? So if it is something that you want to keep to yourself, and you're not comfortable sharing, then that's fine as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Great answer.
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Into it or over it?
It's been so off and on.
Right.
Oh.
They really like to.
I know. I kind of want to say over it.
Okay. And that's the truth. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We have to go with what the truth is. And that's how
we
learn.
We've been there. Yep. Yeah. We've been through the Jelena. It was great.
Right. We're moving. You want to move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Athleisure. Yeah. So, like, athletic wear, but like in a leisure way.
Oh, into it. I'm into a dancer, so I'm all about the comedy.
Like, cute.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that you can kind of get away with going to get coffee, but also going to the YouTube studios.
Absolutely. Like, the Lululemon, like the whole Adidas. I'm into it.
Good.
Okay, great.
So, you have a fresh face that needs no makeup. So, but. Have you heard of strobing?
I have heard of strobing.
Into it or over it?
Can you remind me of how it
works? It's like highlights on your face that are very, like, kind of a streak of highlight. It's a very prominent highlight.
Got it. I'm kind of over it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
How about Teen Vogue?
Oh, into it. Teen Vogue's a classic.
I like it. Well, you know it's going away.
What?
The hard copy.
Just the print.
But the hard copy is a big deal.
Well, for us.
For us.
Magazines are for grandmothers.
Right. Fun fact, I've actually kept, like, all of my old, like, Tiger Beat magazines. So I have them from the High School Musical days and, way back. I have, like, a little bin of them. And it's fun to, like, look through and see what was, you know.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you did great on that. I feel we learned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely. And did we do it?
I think we did it. Is there anything else you feel we need to know?
Well, I thought it was funny that you mentioned Peekaboo earlier. Fun fact, my new dance cover that is coming out very soon.
I think it might actually be out by now.
Yeah. Is the Peekaboo dance cover by Red Velvet. And that's going up on my YouTube channel. And it was so much fun.
Can we listen to the song again just
for
fun?
Can we please?
Let's end on a high note. Yeah, let's end on a high note.
Red Velvet's one of my favorite groups as well.
Well, and, you know, I said this before, but I'll say it again. This video is awesome. It's these girls in like a sorority type house.
Did you look at the theories?
Ordering pizza, no.
Oh, see, that's another thing that K-pop fandoms are big in is the theories, because they plan things out, like the companies plan things out from the very beginning, that it's so crazy. Like at one of the award shows BTS was just at, there was a screen that went across Jimin's back that said 3 minutes and 33 seconds. And it turns out in every single music video at 3 minutes and 33 seconds, it's Jimin. And
oh
it's like,
God.
What? So we all, like, the army, like, forms, and we're like, okay, we gotta crack these theories. And there was a lot circling Red Velvet in this video.
What can you give us a theory? I mean...
It's something with, like, the pizza guy in it. And if you see when they're, like, running down the hall, there's, like, a display case of all the different delivery men's shirts.
Oh, so they've been...
I don't know. Yeah. They're up to something.
They're up to something rotten.
Yeah, it's not good. Whatever's happening, they are ordering a lot of pizza.
The pizza peekaboo.
Maybe we can do a boomerang when we go out there to a peekaboo move.
Yes, I'll teach you guys.
Okay, just one
I
move.
Like the...
Okay.
When they're just standing in a line.
Just, like, doing the little...
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
They're really
all
fun.
K-pop groups are just fabulous. This is my favorite part. Ready? Blanca. The laugh is so cute.
Hot.
Well, that was fun.
All right. Peek-a, peek-a-boo.
Aubrey K. Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We are
this
so excited
so
about your show, season 3 of Just Add Magic on Amazon. We can find you on Twitter at Aubrey K. Miller, Insta at official Aubrey Miller, YouTube, just go ahead and search Aubrey Miller or Aubrey K. Miller.
Yes.
Right? And, we're doing it, guys. We're really living in 2018 right now.
And just like Aubrey, let's get excited about it.
It's
a year filled with opportunity.
Excited.
Yes,
I am feeling
absolutely.
Excited.
And check out season 3.
That's right. I mean, come on, guys.
All right.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
How to be less old.
You guys, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G. And what do they have? Half cup sizes.
Woo!
And that's Third Love.
Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great.
Most old school bra brands only carry 15 sizes. Third Love has 60, including half cups. Never heard of half cups? That's because no one else does it.
Hello. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. You take the quiz, it's 60 seconds, you throw that code in. It's thirdlove.com/HTBLO, and you're going to get 15% off the bra.
It's so comfortable, you might even forget you're wearing it. So head to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to find your perfect fitting bra at 50% off your first purchase.
Emily, do you know I just purchased my 7th Third Love bra?
God bless your heart.
I mean, I'm...
Those titties are happy.
Happy. I just like them for now. Pleasure.
That's
okay?
Right.
Just for the look. I can't stop
They're
myself.
Gorgeous.
It's crazy.
They're
I'm
gorgeous.
Like in love with them. Make the change. You're going to be so happy. Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now and find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off. Thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old.
Aubrey K. Miller.
What a delight.
Ugh, it's so nice to have youths in.
Yes.
It's just, you know, there's always learning to be had. One very important takeaway today was that we don't know Justin Timberlake for his music.
Wow.
We know him as a troll.
I was got confused for a second, but yeah. Literally.
Literally. That's how we know him.
Oh, I feel bad.
I don't think we should feel bad for him.
He's fine.
Although we don't know, based off of that album teaser, there's a lot to wonder about his state and well-being.
Right.
Is that fair or is that too harsh? I don't know.
Well, I think the great news is we saw a single that we liked.
Really like it.
So that's the thing. Whatever that teaser was, like the product's good and that's great.
Yeah.
Whatever that teaser was, that is special.
It's confusing.
And you thought it was perfume. I thought it was a jeans ad. Yeah. Neither are what you want.
No.
You know, if you're a pop star. Like, that's not what you want.
No. No. But it was, you know, I mean, it's like I'd love to create my own version of a teaser for nothing. You know, like, I mean, it was beautiful.
But for what?
For what?
For what?
For that album? I don't think they go together.
Don't go together. But we don't know what else is on there. But based on what we do know, they absolutely do not go together.
That's right.
And that is not our problem. It's his. His bigger problem is being known as a troll.
That's correct. It's a much bigger problem.
Aubrey is a delight. I love that we got to dip back into K-pop so quickly after our learning.
Well, you know, it is. It's meant to be, I think. It's beshert. Maybe we are supposed to be with K-pop right now.
I think so.
I mean, you've been listening in your free time.
I have. Not, you know, but the Hello Bitches has me. CL has me. And then seeing her do it live. You know, a video is a video and you can do a lot of cuts and this and that. But the same crew was, like, doing a live performance of it and they were awesome. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is real.
It seems like they're, you know, K-pop is a big deal.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So musically, we're never going to talk about it again. We've got it. It's lip syncing and that's it. It's enough already. Like I keep feeling there's more. There's no more. That's it. Go to her YouTube. Guys, just check out some fun dances from a youth. We said it was Aubrey K. Miller. You know, look at the season 3, Just Said Magic on Amazon. We have a really nice little message from Danger Bay, who is kind of our day one as a listener. He's been with us.
He's been with us a long time. Thank you so much.
Do you want to read what he wrote?
Sure. Ooh, sorry. That was sure. Hi, ladies. Wanted to share some thoughts about the K-pop episode as I, too, am a Koreaboo. One, I think the girl groups resonate a lot with gay men, at least Western gays, i.e. me, obsessed with K-pop. Two, I get the criticism about the criticism about the infantilization of girl groups. But on the other end of the spectrum are girl groups like Pristin, Red Velvet, and Blackpink. Highly, highly recommend you check them out. Bops for days. That offer a more sexy, woman-empowered type of aesthetic. Anyway, love the pod. You guys are iconic. Much love.
Oh, by the way, have you heard the term bop?
No.
Okay, that is something I wrote down a couple of weeks ago that we haven't circled back on. When Cardi B came out with her new single, I was on Black Twitter looking.
Thank you, Devon.
Yes. I mean, I think that's where I was, you know, who knows? But a lot of people were like, that's a bop. That was a bop. That's a bop. Bop, bop, bop. And I was like, this is a term clearly,
right?
But I had never heard it before.
Ooh.
So we'll have to present that to someone.
We'll get at that. All right.
Bye, guys. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster, and we are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO.
Please do yourselves a favor and also majorly more us a favor. And go to iTunes, go to Apple Music specifically, and find How to Be Less Old. Leave us a comment. Leave us 5 stars if you have them in you. Please leave them.
It does like just lift our tushes up.
And it's helpful. Thank you.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Did you listen to Kevin Pollak's chat show on Earwolf? It's pretty fantastic. Recently, he had David Harbour from Stranger Things on the show, who I am obsessed with. He talks to him about playing Hopper and his upcoming role as Hellboy. Kevin also had Joe Keery from Stranger Things, super cute, love his hair, on the show as well. If you want to hear more of Kevin's interviews with celebrated actors, directors, and comedians, go and listen and subscribe to Kevin Pollak's Chat Show in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
And when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you and your boobs. There's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. Who's that? Third Love. Find your perfect fitting bra today.
Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO. thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.